Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Turbo Thursday. We're going to get you all the way to the weekend, but first, we got to have a round of what I like to call butters and leaves. So let me call the roll real quick and make sure they're all present. With us right now, coming in by the Clean Feed Connection, Butterman, are you there?
I am here.
That silky smooth voice. Yes, you are. All right. And then laid up and just totally jacked on pain meds, no telling what she's going to say today, Lee from Huntsville, how are you doing?
I'm here. I'm doing well.
Well, we're glad you're doing well, sister. All right. I pronounce it. We are ready for a round of Butters and Lee.
Assemble the Grand...
No, dude, what are you doing? Do some push-ups. Hit me some whoop-whoops. My God. He is still getting over the fact that we had a cats and dogs being eaten song a while ago.
It didn't say Grand Council. I said assemble the, and then it said whoop-whoop.
Okay, is that what happened? Yeah. Are you going to talk that out now?
Yep.
Now? Okay, good.
That's how I'm playing.
That's your story. You're sticking to it. All right, hey, listen, we're going to go to the first round here. This is where I ask them questions. Big Rig, you got that song that we've been playing throughout the day? I'm going to play you guys a song real quick as soon as Big Rig gives me the thumbs up. And then hit it, buddy.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs.
Okay, stop. All right. Whew. All right, listen, really, here's the question. Eating cats and dogs, what's up? Is that the real story? What is the real story here? Lee, you first.
I just find this whole thing so awful. So I tried to eat any of my animals. They end up on the wrong side of my 6 hour. So that's a no. but I don't think that's what this is about. I think that when you import the third world, you become the third world. And we are starting to understand that when you bring people over whose lives are drastically different than ours, when they get here, they're not necessarily going to assimilate or act the way that we act or do things the way that we do them. So the Haitians have been given this temporary protected status, which means they can legally work here. They're not illegal in that sense. They can legally work here. They can legally get housing and SNAP and benefits and everything else. And I think they got approval to bring over like 300,000. Like, we need to import the world's poor. I mean, that's what we're doing at this point. So I think that what we have to understand here is that we're just importing the people from the poorest country in our hemisphere.
Yeah.
And just landing them in places like here, there. Are they just scattering them like dice? I don't know how they're doing it. But do the schools have the, do the schools have the translators? Do the place, you know, how are they taking care of the students that come in? How are people handling just communicating with them? How are they getting, they're allowing them to have driver's license. And they don't know how to drive because nobody has a car there. So they're causing all kinds of accidents. I mean, it's insanity.
Well, it is. And I think you labeled it. The story is not the cats and dogs thing. That's just like a symptom of the broader disease. And the other thing that I get out of this is that you're laying there on pain meds with a 6 hour. That's what I heard. So I'm just I don't know how to handle this. But all right. We're there for you, sister. Hey, Butters, weigh in here. Cats and dogs. What's the real story, dude?
So stick with me.
I got
a little bit of a roundabout thought about this.
Okay.
I think part of it, at least, is the same. It falls in line with the whole story about the earrings being audio devices and all that kind of stuff. I think some of this stuff is it's fodder that's thrown out there to get a lot of your moderately minded folks that still grasp to some idea that we're living in some sane world. It leads them down this path of, oh no, that's wrong. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to blow off what Trump's talking about. I'm going to blow off what all this is. Oh, those are just conspiracy theorists. And I think specifically about some folks I know personally that they just can't, they're conservative. They just don't really realize how bad it is. And those kind of things that are talked about, it makes them even more hesitant to listen until it gets so bad that they finally realize. Does that make any sense?
It does. It becomes a distraction to the broader issue. It does. It becomes a thing that also shuts people down, because when you got people like Kyle Whitmire from AL.com mocking people in his column today for even bringing up the issue of whether they're eating cats and dogs, all he's doing really is shutting down anybody who wants to speak about the broader immigration issue in general, because they don't want to be mocked by Kyle Whitmire. So I think it absolutely. All right. Well, listen, I think this show is focused on this for the entire show so far. Cats and dogs, I think it's possible they are being eaten, just to be honest. Is that the big story? I don't think that's the big story. The big story is what Lee just said a moment ago, is that they're importing the third world and then expecting it to not be third world when they get here. They tend to bring their problems with them. And by the way, I don't, y'all agree with me or disagree with me. I don't think anybody in America is saying, we don't want people from other countries. No one's saying that. What we're saying is, why are you dropping busloads off in small towns, like Lee said, with nobody there to care for them? It's just, it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right.
I think it's a great way to breed instability, drag them in here, and then eventually cut off the funding, and who knows what they're going to do.
Oh my God. Okay. Yep. Good point. All right. Listen, let me jump next question. We only got about 3.5-4 minutes left on this, so I'll see where we go. So since the last time we talked, there's been a debate, supposedly. It's been a debate. Is there going to be a second debate? Why not? Lee, you first.
I just saw it come across that Trump said he isn't going to debate again.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but I saw it too.
Yeah. And I think he should, though. I think it's a mistake. I think he should, because why end on what might be perceived as a high note for her? I think once you digest the debate as a whole, you come to an understanding that it was a setup from the beginning. I mean, we all knew it would be. She's very close with the head of ABC, who introduced her and her husband. I mean, like, this was going to be a setup from day one. I would have never agreed to do it in the first place. This is what I don't get. And I would have gone straight with, we'll have it in a neutral place. You choose one moderator, I'll choose another. Period. That's it.
I hadn't heard that before. That's a good idea. Each one chooses their own moderator. And that moderator is only allowed to ask the other side questions. That'd be interesting.
Exactly.
All right.
And that way you aren't going to have this ridiculously lopsided 3-1 BS that we saw. It was a turnoff to me. It was such a turnoff to watch them absolutely just gang up, and it just seems worthless. And he took too much of the debate. So, I think there should be another debate, but he just put out that they wouldn't.
All right. Probably because he doesn't trust the process, but, all right. Butterman, what do you think?
Well, I think I'd agree that he probably should. If they do have another one, then it may mean that, the Dems are a little more worried, that they don't have a lead. I don't know. To me, the bigger question is, does it matter?
Yeah.
Does it after the sham that we saw the other night, does it matter? Who's it swaying?
Well, it was a sham. And I know you've got a member of your family that works for Megyn Kelly. She called it out hard. She said that was the worst moderating she had ever seen of any function ever by members of the media.
The biggest losers the other night were the American people. I mean, on both sides, because we can't have even a moderate discussion. It's just a shame. It's a crying shame.
It's why we can't have nice things. It's why we can't have nice things, you guys. That's what I'm saying. But you know, the reality is, I don't know what the benefit would be to having another debate unless we knew that the rules were going to make it even keeled. And there's no guarantee of that. Now I will say this. Trump didn't do horribly, but he didn't do good. And Kamala did good, but all she had to do was do sort of good, and she was going to be okay. The moderators did horrible. So my summation the other night was, if you love Trump going into it, when it was over with, you still love Trump, but you kind of wish there was more. If you loved Kamala going into it, you took a big sigh of relief when it was done because she didn't screw it up. And if you hated the media before you went into it, you hate them even more when it was over with. That's kind of the way I summed the whole thing up. All right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
All right.
Accurate.
All right, Lee, get some caffeine. We're going to come right back. We got Butters and Lee. She's recovering from some. I know, Lee, we love you, and you know that for a fact. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Text lines are going crazy. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'll get back to those here momentarily. But right now, we're back to round two of Butters and Lee. Lee, you first. What you got? Did we lose Lee? Lee? Hello, Lee. Did we lose Lee? We may have lost Lee. Maybe you ought to call her back.
No. I'm sorry. I was on mute. Lee. What a mistake. My bad.
I've been wearing you out on the pain meds, and it's just coming true, isn't it?
Sorry. So my question was, with Taylor Swift putting out this endorsement the second the debate ended, there's also a lot of, you know, talk about her and her, you know, seemingly weirdly fake relationship with Travis Kelce and all that. Does it not seem like so much stuff is manufactured these days? I mean, praise, outrage, you name it. It all seems to be so manufactured. And I wonder what you thought about that and what effect you think it'll have.
Do I think it's so? Yes, I think there's a lot of manufacturing. I mean, she's the queen of manufactured. She is, and I listen. I don't fault her for having an endorsement. She's on it, and I don't know anything about her relationship with Travis Kelce. I just they whatever. But it's kind of funny. I mean, she has made a lot of money out of making hit songs that talk about her inability to make the right choices in relationships, and she's the one telling us who to vote for.
Right.
So just saying.
Right.
But that being said, is it going to move the needle any? I don't know. But I do think, yeah. So first of all, I think that was planned. I think it was right after the debate. I think they wanted to make it look like the debate won her over, and now she knows what she's going to do. Everybody knew what she was going to do. That was so manufactured. And it doesn't,
of course,
it doesn't feel to me, I mean, I don't feel momentum on it. You know, sometimes you can, like after the debate with Biden in June that went so badly, you could feel the momentum. You could feel things change. And
right.
And she came out and did her whoop-de-doo, and the Swifties are immediately going, oh, she said it. And then will they go vote? I don't know. Will they remember tomorrow she said it? I don't know. But a lot of manufactured.
Hey, do you think she sat down and done the math or had her accountant tell her what her unrealized gains tax is going to end up being?
No, she's offshoring her billions. I mean, she's she's got people, you know what I'm saying? She doesn't pay attention. She just wants to know if the plane's going to be warmed up and ready on time, and will there be seltzer water in the refrigerator when she gets home? That's all she wants to know. Somebody's going to do her makeup for her. She's got a wardrobe, you know, consultant, and then she's going to get mad when she, you know, can't make it back to the villa on time. It's just, so no, she doesn't have any clue at all. Not a one. Well, all right, Butters, before I run out of time, what question you got for me?
So we've heard Kamala. She's really pushing the whole "I will be a president for all Americans."
Yeah,
and that sounds pretty. It sounds great, but you know, under the idea of it, you know, if you kind of make something or you try to be, you know, be something for everybody, then you're nothing for nobody. So who is the statement for? What is she actually saying in any of that?
Well, she's part of one of the most divisive administrations in the history of administrations. And I say that not because I am a biased, which I am. I say it because that's what they are. They love what they call their intersectionalities. They want everything to be about DEI, which means they have to break people down into categories in order to make DEI even begin to do its thing. They divide people with rhetoric, like, you know, you MAGAites, and they'll she'll be divisive and then try to pretend she's not. But everything about her campaign is a pretend she's not what she really is.
Bernie Sanders let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, he did.
She's just saying what she has to say to get elected.
That's exactly right. I was going to head there. You're right. She's been called out by her own people right now. She is literally saying whatever it takes to get elected, and that's the case right there. What else you got on that there, man?
I think that it's just a simple statement, but it just screams so much to me. I mean, you can't be for everybody. That's the whole point of the whole democracy. So, and unfortunately it's something that people are going to eat up. Oh, she's so great.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes was Margaret Thatcher when she was Prime Minister of England. She said, true consensus is the absence of leadership, meaning that if everyone always agrees and you're there for everybody at all times, you're really not there for anything. Kind of to your point a moment ago. And that was Margaret Thatcher.
Reagan said, rising tide lifts all boats. So you can be a president for everyone if it increases the prosperity of our nation. They may not like it, but it still helps everybody.
That, you know, that really wasn't bad for somebody on pain meds. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Well, Lee,
that would be an appropriate way to say what I think she's trying to say. But man, I hope she's I'm just so disappointed.
I think that there's a lot of even Democrats that are disappointed right now. They're just breathing a sigh of relief that at least she didn't word salad the whole night. But anyway. All right, Lee, you get feeling better, my friend, and we pray you're back on your feet very, very, very quickly, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Butterman, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate both of you and for what you do for the show. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.